Charlie XCX, that's letter X, letter C, letter X, has had a big year. The 22-year-old singer has been at the top of the charts twice. First with Fancy, a collaboration with the rapper Iggy Azalea that spent 7 weeks at number one, and then with her own single, Boom Clap. Her second album, Sucker, is coming out next week, and her name is the only one on it. It's a boisterous punk pop mix full of snark and rebellion. This past week, we spoke to Charlotte Aitchison, also known as Charlie XCX, from New York, where she was rehearsing for her appearance as the musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot of this album that's really kind of a classic pop album, but you have described yourself before as an anti-pop star. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's partially to do with my music. Like, I make pop music, but I do it on my own terms. You know, I'll never kind of like play the game, so to speak, just for success. I'll always follow my heart and make the music I want to make. And if it happens that at that period in time, that's considered top 40 pop music, then great. If not, then I don't really care.
Are you comfortable at that intersection? I mean, you are really good at writing a great pop hook, but you also have a subversive element to your public persona.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think about it too much. I kind of just do my thing. I don't feel like pop stars who give everything away are very interesting.
It's hard, though, I imagine, because we do just live in this world where it is in vogue to expose every part of yourself. Do you find that you have to fight against that?
Not really, because I'm very antisocial and I don't really go out that much.
You don't go out, really?
Well, I do sometimes, but like, I'm not really into like celebrity parties, so to speak, you know? I'd much rather just kind of like roll with my crew of friends.
You started doing this at such a young age. What was it about performing that made you feel comfortable when you were young?
Well, for me, when I was performing when I was younger, I was kind of like leading a double life. I would go to school throughout the week, and then at the weekend I'd travel up to London from the countryside and play at these like warehouse raves at 4 a.m. where I didn't really know, like, none of my friends would come with me. I just kind of like did my thing. And so it was like escaping. It was really cool, you know. That for me wasn't difficult because no one really knew anything about me, so it's like a whole new place for me to inhabit.
Your parents had no qualms about taking their 14-year-old to an illegal warehouse party at 4 o'clock in the morning in London?
As long as I did my homework, I was allowed to go.
I understand this collection started out with a much harsher sound than you ended up with. Is that right?
Yeah, I started off, I went to Sweden to make some, like, well, it was never a plan. I just ended up making loads of punk songs. And I just wanted to, like, not make pop music for a while because I felt like I got so kind of, like, caught up in my brain trying to write hits that it became, like, super unenjoyable for me and felt like I was just trying to, like, become a machine. So I went to Stockholm and we just wrote loads of two-minute songs where I just sort of screamed into a microphone for ages. And that eventually led to me being able to write some pop music again.
Let's listen to a track from the album. This is called Break the Rules. When you hear that, what do you like about it?
I just like how dumb it is. That's like a very dumb pop song to me. It's very like tongue-in-cheek. It just reminds me of when I wrote it, which was, I was in LA and I was at Westlake Studios and I just went outside to smoke a cigarette and recorded most of that idea into my phone and then went back in the studio and was like, hey, I've got this idea. It's like the worst idea ever, but it's kind of the best thing you'll ever hear.
I understand you not only wrote this album, you were the executive producer. What does that mean exactly, and what kind of control did that give you?
Well, I like pieced this record together myself. in terms of who I was working with and also in terms of, like, the direction of the overall sound. And, you know, that was always very important to me that I was recognised for doing that because, you know, obviously there's such a huge misconception about women in the industry and how we're all supposedly puppets. I just really wanted to, like, make it clear that that's definitely not the case with me. Right away from Holloway, I said, Mum, this isn't a holiday. Listen up, I ain't coming back till I can fill the shack up with all gold plaques. Soon come, home run, lock it on the park with the baseball bat. When I'm driving on the wrong side of the road, I feel a JFK, you know.
So for a long time you were known as someone who wrote great songs for other people. Now that you've done your own solo projects, clearly you're still comfortable being that, the songwriter. You don't have to be the performer all the time.
Yeah, you know, I love doing both. I think that's why I'm different. Like, I don't really care about being behind the scenes or whatever. Like, I just enjoy, like, making music. And I want my music, whether it's sung by other people or sung by myself, to affect the way that Top 40 radio sounds. I want to heavily, like, influence it with things that have come directly from my brain.
Charlie XCX, her newest album is coming out next week. It was great to talk with you.
You too.